Those awesome tunes are big thanks to Kevin MacLeod, and that song is Parisian. Also, we will hear his works, Cambodian Odyssey, Teddy Bear Waltz, and Celebration, throughout this podcast. So thank you so much to Kevin MacLeod for your amazing music. Welcome, awesome travelers, to another captivating episode of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. I'm your host, Casey. And today, we embark on a journey with the heart of Denver's enigmatic Cheeseman Park. I hope I'm saying that right. I googled it and that's what it said, so we'll go with that. But anyways, this place echoes history and it just resonates through the ages. There is something interesting about this park and we're definitely going to talk all about it. Let's take it back to the old days in Denver in the 1850s. Here, it was a city pulsating with dreams and misadventures. There was a pioneer named Walter Cheeseman, who was a visionary and whose legacy intertwines with the tale we're about to unveil. Now, question. If you were in charge of organizing an event in Cheeseman Park, what would it be? A. Zombie dance party. B. A seance under the stars. C. A historical costume parade. Or D, a spooky storytelling bonfire. I think I would do a zombie dance party because that just sounds like a blast, and I would love to see everyone dressed as zombies. I don't know about you guys, but I love doing those because, you know, I can't do ads or commercials. My podcast is definitely not there yet. So hey, why not do some random fun questions instead? I love that idea. And feel free to email me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com and let me know what you think. Anyways, now let's fast forward to the late 19th century, where Cheeseman Park, once known as the Denver City Cemetery, housed wanderers and those with a not-so-great past, and also some homeless people as well. And, you know, they were just seeking eternal rest, and that's where they ended up. But fate had other plans. By the 1880s, the city of Denver pleaded with Congress to transform the cemetery into parkland. On January 25th, 1890, Congress agreed, and Denver City Cemetery metamorphosized into the charming Congress Park. I know you must be thinking, okay, well, how does it get so interesting? Let's see what happens. Well, here is where our tale takes a curious turn. In 1893, the colossal task of relocating 5,000 graves, or possibly more, began under the watchful eye of Undertaker E.P. McGovern. But allegations surfaced, claiming McGovern's questionable methods, including the dismemberment of corpses, to fit child-sized coffins. Gosh, just imagine that. Either being a family member or hearing about this kind of madness going on. Dismembering corpses to fit into a little box? That is just insane. I just don't know how people could do that. It doesn't matter if a person is not living or why do this. It just is beyond me. The project took a dark twist, and McGovern's dismissal left a haunting legacy. Some souls left unrested. So, you know, of course, if ghosts and spirits are real, then absolutely I would be haunting the heck out of this place because I wouldn't want to be squished into a small box if I was in a nice, big, spacious one to begin with. That's like having a nice sedan and then suddenly being squished into a clown car. I mean, just imagine. Now, let's think about it. Over 100,000 people had actually come into Denver around this time in the 1800s because of the gold rush. Just imagine so many people descending and just coming and taking over the city. It's like marijuana legalization all over again, except it was before that, way before that. So yeah, a lot of people were coming into Denver around the 1800s, in the 1850s and beyond. Now I will say that citizens were actually given a few years or a couple years to take their loved ones, the bodies, and rebury them. However, a lot of the people here were vagrants and criminals. Sadly, maybe they didn't have any family or anybody there around. Now, don't you worry, for Cheeseman Park is not just a realm of specters. Did you know the iconic Marvel Pavilion was once a trolley stop? If only it could share the tales it witnessed. I'm sure there were some really interesting ones. Today, the park is alive with laughter, music, and outdoor events. It's a haven for history buffs, ghost enthusiasts, and anyone seeking a peaceful respite. So if you're some kind of amazing visionary, which aspect would you add to the park, even if it's magical or any kind of actual aspect? So A, time traveling carousel, B, a ghost guided tour, C, a haunted treasure hunt, or D, a pet friendly greenhouse? I would say a time traveling carousel. I love anything magical or mysterious, and even if it's not really a thing, I think that would be so much fun. I would want to go see dinosaurs, I would want to go see the 1920s and check out, you know, be the whole flapper, check out that scene, and I think that would be so cool. As we bid adieu to this fascinating journey through Cheeseman Park, remember history is a tapestry woven with both darkness and light. Keep up with the awesome adventures, dear listeners, and until our paths cross again, hopefully next week, may your travels be filled with enchantment and awesomeness. This has been Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. Stay curious and, of course, stay adventurous. Feel free to check out my freebie on some super awesome travel tips here. The link is going to be included in the description. Also, feel free to check out the links that I have shared in the description as well.